coming up next, now, I've watched detective shows my whole life. My aunt was a Perry Mason fan. My cousin probably still has Columbo DVDs and underneath her bed. Now, for you guys that don't know about DVDs, don't talk to me. But I know all about them. We know about being a private investigator, about the police and all of that kind of stuff. We never think about, at least I don't, think about a female private investigator. I have this vision in my head of Columbo, you know, with the cigar hanging out and hiding in a bush somewhere. That's not the case. These is a real business. They take care of and they help a lot of people. And coming up next, we've got Robin Allen, and she's going to break it down for us because why? This is what she does. Hey, Robin. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Teresa. I have had the pleasure of watching a few of your guests, and that last guest, Anna Marie Davis, was just a ball of energy. And I hope to be able to match some of that.
Yeah, Anna Marie has been in this industry called television and film for most of her life. So she definitely knows how to, you know, take it to a whole new level. And that's why I wanted her on. And, you know, you being right behind her is absolutely perfect because she's a unique find in Hollywood. Right. You're a unique find in your industry as well. I mean, when I got told by Colleen, you know, and Colleen's coming up later, when I got told about from Colleen, you got to talk to Robin. Oh my goodness, you got to talk to Robin. She's amazing. And I said, okay, what does she do? She said, she's a private investigator. I said, ha, funny. What does she really do? She said, she's a private investigator. And it's actually like second generation. And I went, right. Excuse me? You know, she says, yeah, her dad, you know, she ran this business with her father. So let's talk about
I didn't realize that you knew so much already about
me. I'm my own private investigator.
That's right. That's right. It sounds like it. So, you know, the interesting thing though, Teresa, is that I got a start as I was going to UCLA. In the film and television industry as well. So I noticed that you've had-
Wait, what? I didn't know this.
I started out juggling early, right? My parents always told me that, you know, you're going to go to school, you're going to go to law school, you're going to become an attorney, and that's going to be your life. So my parents had it all planned out for me. And my dad, as at that time, you know, he was a law enforcement officer, but when he retired, he started this investigations company. So the investigations company started while I was leaving home to go to college at UCLA. And so, you know, I found myself in a place torn because, you know, I think a lot of little girls, when they're growing up, you know, you see the celebrities, you see the magazines, you see the television shows, and there may be a little corner saved in people's hearts, saved in these little girls' hearts to think that they are going to, you know, become these stars, right?
Right.
So I actually, my mom was a supporter. You know, even though we valued education, we valued going to school, we valued, you know, all of these things, I did take a short diversion, actually a decade long diversion into the modeling industry. So I was a professional model while learning private investigations with my dad. So I was in a fortunate position with being able to manage both, which was, you know, it was really a crazy challenge. But as a woman, and especially with the strong women that paved the way before me, it gave me the gumption and the energy to be able to balance those two worlds. So I did finish UCLA. I graduated with a degree in psychology. But I also got to travel all over the world at the same time, Teresa, which gives me an even more interesting perspective and a worldly perspective as, you know, as I do my investigations. And it just brings an interesting, you know, an interesting background to my work.
So wait, how do you go from model, you know, college graduate to private investigator and literally make this work? I mean, you could have went in any direction. You didn't have to go here. You didn't get just hired, you know, fill out a thing on one of the job boards and said, okay, I'll do this until I find something better. You love what you do and you chose to do it. What made you choose it?
I really think I was born into it. You know, my dad was also a Marine. And as you can tell, you know, he's had a lot of influence over the direction that I chose to go. But it really is a business because I started so young. It really is a business that I know and I know well. And even when, you know, I had some challenges in my life and you know, chose a second career path, that career mm-hmm. path was in law enforcement. So I'm also a former probation officer. So,
you know, we right. got Emily Baker coming up later and we call Emily Baker the badass lawyer. I'm going to start calling you the badass private investigator. What?
It gets better. It gets better. Yeah. So I became a probation officer, which added another layer to my experience. And I went from entry level in probation, because remember, this was a challenging time in my life. So I went from entry level in probation to working just under a bureau chief in 5 years.
Wow.
The gatekeeper for a bureau chief. And really, in Los Angeles County probation, I think that's pretty unheard of. But I've had an interesting career. But again, I started out working with my dad, and you know, Marines, they are strong. They're strong people, right? And
yeah,
you know, yeah. I either they're gonna be telling you what you're gonna do, or you're gonna just have to leave the situation. So, pretty you much. Know, I decided much. To join them rather than beat them, because you know it's a Marine is a tough person to beat. So I joined the team, and I worked very closely with my dad for years and years until I finally took over the business. And so, you know, we started out doing insurance investigations back in 1996, and that's how the business really took off. So I worked under my dad doing that, insurance investigations, criminal investigations, corporate investigations, white collar crime, fraud investigations. And, you know, I know that people always think of investigations as the sleuthy shows, right, that we see. What are some of the names of these shows? Teresa, it's so funny. You know, I never watched America's Next Top Model. I don't watch the PI shows. You know, it's really, you know, you think of these things, you know, they're glamorized. They're glamorized right. beyond what they actually are.
They definitely are.
Yeah,
they definitely are. But let me ask you a couple of questions. I know people have questions. I'm trying to get them in there. Safety. Do you fear for your safety when you're doing private investigation? Part A. Part B of that, just like in law, there's, you know, divorce attorneys, there's prosecutors, there's different categories of an attorney. Mm-hmm. Are there different categories of an investigator?
Yes. Yes, okay. There are. So there are civil investigations, criminal investigations, background investigations, white collar crime investigations, corporate investigations. There's all types of investigations. And because my father's experience was, you know, in law enforcement, you know, I got to do some of those criminal investigations. And, you know, and even with public corruption investigations, yes, it is true. Sometimes you do fear for your safety. Yes.
Yes. See, That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So how do you handle that? How do you handle being out there like that?
Well, see, that's the thing that I think people also glamorize. You can choose to do those types of investigations, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really is a choice. And those types of investigations usually are concerning surveillance issues. So when you're going out to follow someone, when you're going out to use some of the tools that we have to do certain things, yeah, you definitely can get yourself in a position where you feel unsafe. And just recently, you know, and you see these beautiful kids on the back of the wall. They're a little bit older now, but I think that has also changed, you know, one, my experience in the industry and the length of time that I've been in this business, right, has given me a certain not only credibility, but, you know, certain things I just don't take the same types of cases that I would have taken when I start. So, you know, that type of stuff I tend to outsource at this point. And I personally don't put myself in that position because I got little people to care about. But just recently,
really cute little people.
Thank you. Yeah. So just recently, I got a call to do a criminal investigation where I was going to have to go out and interview, you know, some people that live on the fringes of society and don't really obey and adhere to laws, right? And, you know, those types of investigations and interviews can be not only intimidating, but, you know, can jeopardize your safety depending on, you know, the people that you're interviewing and getting involved with. So you always have to do your due diligence before you take on these cases and really know what you're getting yourself into. And I think that is part of being a good investigator is being sure that you do your due diligence. So mm-hmm. I'm investigating the person that's asking me for the investigation.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Now, before I let you get out of here, one, I've got to say, Daryl's watching and he says, awesome. So we got people out there watching. They love what you do. I want to ask you, I know people are wondering, you know, they may want to go into this field. You know, do you need to have a college degree to go into this field? How do you get started? Do you have to have a license? Is it different state to state? That kind of a thing.
Yeah, well, you do have to have a license in the state of California. It is different nationally. But in the state of California, you do have to have a license, and I am regulated by the Bureau of Security and Investigative Services here. You cannot legally call yourself a private investigator if you are not licensed. So that's part of the ruling here. What was the other part of the question?
Do you have to have a college degree? Oh. I mean, can you start out of high school? What's required?
Yeah. No, you don't have to have a college degree. But you do have to have experience in the business. So you would want to work with a person like me and, you know, the same that I put in hours with my dad to really learn the business. And you do have to actually sit for an exam. So the undergrad degree that I have from UCLA and the master's degree that I have from Cal State Northridge, I didn't need them.
But you still got the loan bill anyway, right?
Right, that's right. But Teresa, I also, you know, I have political aspirations and I have other aspirations. So, you know, maybe.
Well, if I lived in California, you'd have my vote. Well, and when you get to the federal level, I'll be right there.
Yeah. And I want to end this interview with I saw on International Women's Day, they have a website, right? So mm-hmm. I want people to remember that a challenged world is an alert world, and from challenge comes change. So be an advocate for yourself and grab your seat at the table and reach out to, you know, professionals like me and the other, you know, 27 ladies that you have here today to, you know, to gain knowledge and to, you know, follow your passion. So I just want to thank you for your time.
I want to thank you for your time. And before I let you get out of here, Colleen will hurt me if I don't tell you that Colleen says she loves you. You know, we all do. I think it's amazing what you're doing and the fact that you are out there, you know, literally putting in the work in an arena that most women may not think women are doing this. And women are everywhere. We've got women coaches in the NFL now, you know, we're doing it all. So to say thank you is putting it mildly. I hope you'll come back. I want you to come and be on the show. We'll do a full interview. Robin, you are the best.
Oh, Teresa, and thank you so much. And it was really my pleasure, and I feel honored that you included me. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.